Missed it.
Suppose you had butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you say happened to the butter?
Spoiled.
Right. Spoiled butter is usually referred to as being what?
Tainted, clabber. No, that's milk clabbers. I don't.
Okay, you ever familiar with rancid?
Yeah, I am, but I wouldn't associate it.
Okay, if you had some clabbered milk, what kind of cheese might be made out of clabbered milk? You ever imagine?
No, I guess cottage. I don't know. Maybe.
That's okay. And if you wanted to get some impurities out of a liquid, you would have to do what with it?
Distill it.
Or just the very simplest form, getting precipitate impurities out. You just pour it through a...
strainer.
Yeah. So you would, in the process, you would be...
straining.
Okay, or something. What's baked in a deep dish, usually made with, or can be made with other things, but it's made with apples, has a crust on top, and...
apple pie.
All right. How about if it's in a square dish? Still apple pie?
Cobbler.
Any other names you might have for that?
No, not really.
All right, if somebody had a real good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
What would you call a sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding or something?
Syrup.
Okay, yeah. Same thing for something that you might pour over a pie. Just a thick type of...
Well, you can call it syrup, yeah, probably.
Okay. How about a food that's taken between regular meals? What do you call it?
Snack.
Okay, and you say, if you get up at 6, you say, I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I will eat.
Yesterday you
ate.
And he had?
Eaten.
Okay, and this morning you made a pot of?
Coffee.
Okay, and how did your mother refer to that when she said she was going to? Did she say, how would you say, I'm going to what coffee?
I'm going to make a pot of coffee.
Okay, was it electric perked or was it? On stove or?
It was usually stove.
So you still say I'm gonna make a pot of coffee?
Yeah, I'm gonna make a pot of coffee.
All right, if you're just at home and you're real thirsty and you went to the kitchen, you would probably just get what? Without going
there. There you go, drinking questions again. I'm probably gonna get a drink.
Okay, and if you got it out of the tap, you'd be what?
Getting a drink of water.
Okay, and you would have it, you would probably put it in what?
In a jar or in a glass.
Okay. And if you dropped the glass on a hard floor, it would what?
Break.
And if you dropped in the glass on a hard floor yesterday, it did what?
It broke.
And it had?
Broken.
Okay. And what do you call this? The process?
Drink.
Okay. And yesterday, last night you?
Drank.
And you had?
I had drunk.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know,
yeah,
whatever you say, you know.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Well, last night I was drunk.
Right. When dinner's on the table and a family's standing around, say it's kind of a formal affair like all your family's together, standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
Let's eat.
Okay. If we were standing here, you would say, you might say, what?
Have a seat.
All right, or else?
Sit down.
All right, and in reference to sit, yesterday I
sat.
And he had?
He had sat. Or he, no, he had sat again, yeah.
Okay. If you're sitting at the table now and you're all eating, and you know how some people get to a formal and everything just starts going in a line, you know, and there's always somebody at the end that has to wait.
To pass.
Yeah, and let's just say you didn't want to be that formal, you just tell everybody to go ahead and...
get what you want.
Or another way of saying that?
Grab.
Okay. You ever heard of... let's see. If someone can't do something by himself, you might say he needs some...
help.
Okay. Yesterday he had some...
help.
And he had...
helped.
Okay. If you decline, if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
want.
And, you know, if someone's here have some of this, you say, I don't want
any.
Okay. The food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's what?